for I am gracious and merciful.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. But early in the morning, he arrived again in the temple area, and all the people started coming to him. And he sat down and taught them. Then the scribes and the Pharisees brought a woman who had been caught in adultery and made her stand in the middle. They said to him, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the very act of committing adultery. Now in the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women. So, what do you say?" They said this to test him, so that they could have some charge to bring against him. Jesus bent down and began to write on the ground with his finger. But when they continued asking him, he straightened up and said to them, "Let the one among you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." Again, he bent down and wrote on the ground. And in response, they went away one by one, beginning with the eldest. So he was left alone with the woman before him. Then Jesus straightened up and said to her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" She replied, "No one, sir." Then Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go, and from now on, do not sin anymore." The Gospel of the Lord. This is Ritornello, that's the end, the tail of the song. You can imagine the period Jesus appearing in the temple. It's one of his last days in Jerusalem. He died soon. But before he died, the people are still looking for clues to accuse him. So they brought this woman, not because out of courtesy. First, as an insult to the woman. Second, just a test for Jesus. So the intentions, very bad intentions. Now you may imagine why Jesus didn't listen to them and just bend down and write on the floor. Do you know why? I do not know why. But I think when they brought the woman to him, Jesus was very angry. Because all, they're hypocrites. They all, not all, but most of them had committed sins, even sins of adultery. Only nobody knows, or nobody caught them. So Jesus was angry. You yourself, worse than that woman. And she just, the first time, and you caught her, and you insult her. Not because Jesus agreed what she was doing, not saying, okay, adultery. No. But first of all, Jesus really against those people, the learned people, the scribes, the Pharisees. They are all learned people, people of the law. They are hypocrites. They sin underground. On the top, they present themselves as just righteous person. Just Jesus very angry. So that's why Jesus didn't respond at once. Let them think again what they're doing. Shouting. For a certain moment, Jesus stand up. Who left us sin with throw the first stone? You can see Jesus knows the heart of a person. They know all the people coming towards him are all sinners. He knows their hearts. You are sinners. Why you put the other person in the light and insult her? No respect at all. If you want to help the person, teach her to be better. Not to insult her in public. Also, if the nun, maybe you know you insult person in public, but also all the time the gossips, the same thing. You hurt people. You spread the bad news of the other person. Exactly. Jesus is not really happy with these people. Those people make gossips, or those people is proud. Why? They thought they would never do these things. Only that person do that. It's proud. If God doesn't help you, you'll be worse. You could be worse than that person. And you expect that person, she did this, she did that. We are not better than those Pharisees and scribes. Jesus is really angry with this kind of actions. As if, wow, she did wrong. It's not that way to teach. Be humble, first of all. So then they left one by one. At the end, Jesus left alone with that woman. Oh, by the way, there is one woman, is a visioner. She's Italian. She got a gift to see whatever happened by the time of Jesus, what was working. So by that time, not written in the gospel, John and Peter was present also. You can imagine his close disciples, no, they are close to him. By that time, Jesus sent also these two disciples, even they have no sin, sent them out to the door, wait for him at the door. Jesus explained to this visioner called Maria Valtorta, I have to pay respect to this woman. Even my close disciples, they should be away from the area. Respect. Jesus paid full respect to anybody, even though they're sinners, keep them in secret. Put them in a safe place. And then Jesus warned her not to sin again and sent her at peace. But Jesus mentioned once to Maria Vautada, I did not bless her before, after the time I sent her out. I did not bless her because Jesus mentioned to Maria Vautada, I can see that she has no real contrition. Just feel sorry because she was caught, not because she was sorry for what she had done. It's very different than Mary Magdalene. Mary Magdalene, she was a sinner. Everybody knows that she's a sinner. But by the time she converted, she cried. She wept with tears of her tears to wash the feet of Jesus and use her beautiful hair to clean the head, the feet of Jesus. She became the disciple of Jesus. Then Jesus asked Maria, do you think this woman will go to heaven? Now, Jesus didn't give the exact answer, but he said one phrase very serious. He said, I am not the savior of all humanity. It sounds strong, it sounds strange. Of course, Jesus is savior for all humanity, but he said, I am not the savior of all humanity. Because some people reject his love. And Jesus pointed out, that's why when I was praying at the Garden of Gethsemane after Last Supper, so sorrowful that the blood, the sweat blood, comes out from his body, he said once, this pain doesn't come from big sinners. Are coming from the lukewarm people. Exactly what the last book of the scripture, what's the name of the last book of scripture? Sister. The last book of the scripture, Revelation. Because my Chinese, I only know Chinese, but the English name I do. Revelation. I would like you either cold or hot, and not too cold, not too warm or lukewarm. I will warm it out. That's a word from the gospel, from the scripture. Because Jesus either wants you, you want the good to be the best. This is the will of God. Not to halfway. Most of us, it's halfway. We do not sin very seriously, but we might keep something not very serious. Gossip's okay. Eat this thing. Do something wrong. People, everybody do it. No way. Jesus hates this kind of attitude. That's why Jesus said, I did not give her the blessing because he knows the situation of the soul of that person. You can make very serious. Jesus, I am not the savior of all humanity. We may be presumed we are all baptized, Christians, Catholic, going to confession many times. Surely I am the one, the chosen one. If you are the chosen one and you live a lukewarm life, you are no part of the kingdom of God. Jesus in this part very serious. Only we, taking for granted, we are the children of God, and God is merciful. But don't forget, God is also just. He suffered so much on the cross. So much so that we want to look at Him and say no to sin anymore. That's the mission. The mission of the divine mercy. Not just you look at the picture and then you are safe. You will never be saved if you or change. The Greek word is metanoia, change of heart. If you don't use your heart, just your mouth is not enough. What a message from my Heavenly Mother, always telling us to pray with heart. In order to keep us ready to stand against temptation, fasting. 30 years ago, our Heavenly Mother asked the children, the six children in Medjugorje, asked them to fast twice a week, Wednesday and Friday. Of course, this is not church law. And they asked, what's the best fast? Marie, Heavenly Mother said, water and bread. It's not very serious. Now, I tell you why. When you take this fast, of course, you feel hungry. When you feel hungry, you feel be one with the poor. The poor people not always full stomach. You're part of that you be one of the poor. Poor in a sense, not just money poor. Poor in a sense, be humble. We are so weak. We need the help of God. And that's the meaning of fasting. To let us, our human body so fragile, we need the blessing from the Lord. And we need to prostrate before Him, asking for the grace. This is how we live. We struggle for sanctity. Our life, our spiritual life is not given. That's what we are called. But most important, we have to live it up day by day, moment by moment. Jesus is very happy with all of us. I have no doubt. But how you respond, you have all the full freedom. That's what Jesus said. Even our Heavenly Mother, at times in apparition, especially in Medjugorje, sometimes she said, she always say, my dear children, you haven't repented yet. You did not pray in love. You don't really convert yourself to the Lord. It's the pain of a Heavenly Mother. You know, one of the messages, about Tota at the cross, our Heavenly Mother mentioned, when I give birth to our Lord, to my Jesus, I did not feel the pain. But by the time when I become the mother of the church, the mother of all the disciples of Jesus, she felt all the pain, so much of the same kind of pain as Jesus on the cross. That's why she is the co-redemptress. She's the one who offered all, as a mother, all the pain for all of us, so that we will not sin again. Sin doesn't mean you commit so seriously. Sin is your heart. Are you close, open to the Lord? Are you joyful with the people, with other people? If you're not joyful with the other people, that means you keep things to yourself. This is me. No way. We are the body of Christ. We share His life. It's what St. Paul says today. It's not that I live, but Jesus lives in me. This is the way we have to live. No matter what work you are doing, no matter in the kitchen, in the school,